One more headline. This week we are welcoming, of course, our new set of listeners into the Takeaway family. We're on the air in Denver on new member stations KUVO and KVJZ. And in honor of that, the headline in Colorado is that the state has just passed the 5 million population mark. Census projections show the state is expected to gain nearly 800,000 more people during the next two decades. That's significantly faster than the national average, and we should note, in the middle of a recession. Colorado's growth numbers aren't new. For the past decade, it's been among the top five fastest growing states. Despite the recession, Colorado is still welcoming those newcomers in record numbers. We're going to talk to a few in just a moment. But Bert Hubbard is a staff writer for the Denver Post and says that growth comes with good and bad. Bert, I gather it's not so much the what in terms of how many people are coming to the state. It's the who that's coming to the state that affects what the state needs to do to deal with this growth, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. Basically, Colorado, through this recession, has had a relatively low unemployment rate, which means there are some jobs here to attract people to. Plus, you have just the natural beauty of the state that is attracting a lot of people. But it's not just attracting anybody. It's attracting very highly educated individuals. There's sort of a contradiction in Colorado in that it ranks among the top three states in the nation in terms of the percent of people with college degrees, but it ranks relatively low for those people with high school degrees, which means it's really not educated. So
that's pretty interesting. So it's got to be a good thing that there are highly educated people coming to the state, right?
No question. I mean, you're talking disposable incomes, high-paying jobs, everything that a state would love.
But you're saying there's not enough revenue from the highly educated people coming to the state to deal with the cost of actually providing education that you say is needed at the other level among natives in the state.
That's correct. Colorado falls under these constitutional limits, which means that even if everybody floods into Colorado and spends a lot of money, the state government can't spend it all because it's limited to how much it can increase its spending a year. And so all that money that the state government gives either has to go back to the taxpayers or go into reserves. And so they can't start to really fund the solutions to some of the problems, which is one of which is higher education.
So, Bert Hubbard, you're not raining on this whole growth parade, though, are you?
No. Everybody likes to have more people coming in.
All right, well, then let's officially welcome Rajiv Vibhakar, who is a new resident in Denver, Colorado. Good morning, Rajiv.
Good morning.
And Chip Rackus moved to Colorado about a year ago. Chip, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, Rajiv, you're a physician, so you would definitely be in that category of the highly educated people coming. Why'd you come to Colorado?
Really, a couple of reasons. One was the Children's Hospital here in Denver is probably one of the top-ranked children's hospitals and research hospitals in the country, actually. So I used to live in Iowa City, which is a great college town, and never really thought I'd move. But opportunity came up here, and then I kind of started thinking about Denver. And once I visited, I sort of fell in love with a lot of things that were just mentioned, both the opportunities plus the outdoors opportunities, which I really just enjoyed a lot.
And it is a little more rockin' than Iowa City, if I do say so myself. But I'm wondering if you're in a position as someone in healthcare to see the lack of infrastructure for people who are native or have been in Colorado for a while in terms of hospital service, the education that Mr. Hubbard talked about a moment ago.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, I work both at the Children's Hospital and as part of the University of Colorado Medical Center and the medical school. And it's been an age-old problem with state funding for the medical school and the university. And it's a constant battle every year to try to get funds. And actually, the University of Colorado is among the lowest ranked in terms of state support for medical students, for example. And so we have among the highest tuition rates for in-state students. So there's a significant a problem. It can also be a blessing in disguise because of last year when all the state budgets went south, the University of Colorado relative to, say, the University of Iowa or some other state universities suffered less because they already get almost no money from the state.
Right. So, it sounds like you've been in the state for a couple of decades there, Rajiv. Chip Rackus, what's your story of moving to Denver?
Well, we actually did just move back. We were in Hollywood, California for about the last 6 years, and I went to school in Boulder. So I've lived in Colorado before. I love the state. One of the things we realized in Hollywood is that we weren't going to be able to really have the lifestyle that we wanted. I got engaged last spring, and we're actually getting married this coming spring.
Congratulations.
So thank you very much. And we were excited to find a place that we can raise a family with a good sense of community. We love the outdoor lifestyle that Colorado has to offer. It was a really good mix for us to come back here, and we found an area in Denver, actually, that offers a lot of similar things that we liked about Los Angeles. So we were actually able to find some really good things here in Colorado.
Chip, you went to school in Boulder. It's not a little too intense for you there in Denver, is it?
No, not at all. I actually, we love Denver. It's a great town.
Chip and Rajiv, I'm interested in hearing from you. I lived in Arizona, and for a while they were really happy to get lots of new residents coming in from California. But after a while, they were seeing all the development spreading and these new housing and condo units cropping up in the middle of their beautiful desert. And they started saying, whoa, I was okay to move in, but I don't want 10,000, 50,000 more people coming in. Chip?
It's interesting. I actually initially came here to school in 1986. So I've seen the change from 1986 to where we are now. And it's a vastly different state. I mean, I remember when Denver and Boulder were two separate towns, and now there's development continuously through both of them. So it's a very different place. And even back then, I remember there was definitely a sentiment, and it was, a lot of it was geared towards Californians moving in that, they didn't want that kind of growth, but I see a lot of what's happened here, and I think it's been done well. You definitely have more of the urban issues, I think, than you used to have here in Colorado. But
well, and you'll be there to deal with them, that's for sure. Chip Rakes, Rajiv Vibhakar, and Bert Hubbard, let's get a last comment from both of you. Are you seeing any tension, Rajiv, between the newbies and the people who've been there for a while?
Honestly, I'm not. I've been really well welcomed. I've lived here a year now, and I absolutely love it. I've lived, New York, Minneapolis, and Denver's definitely been my favorite city. It's a great town, a lot of stuff to do, and the people are really laid back and just have that Western vibe, which I'm really, really enjoying.
Bert Hubbard, are we going to see Don't Californicate Colorado bumper stickers anytime soon in your state?
It's interesting because we had explosive growth in the 1990s, and now there's a real prospect that we may see it this decade, which could inflame the passions all over again.
All right, Bert Hubbard, staff writer for the Denver Post. Rajiv Vibhakar is a physician who recently moved to Denver. Chip Rakes also recently moved back to Colorado. If you have a story of moving to Colorado in honor of our new listeners in Denver, call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE or mytake@thetakeaway.org.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.